The 20-Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media.
I know people in their lifetime never thought that they would hear the Pope say that priests can bless same-sex marriages. That's the topic today. This happened in the last 48 hours. Now, regardless of how you feel about same-sex relationships and marriage, this new Vatican policy says that people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis. I agree with you on that, Pope. I definitely agree. I mean, who are you to judge somebody's relationship with the God that created them? That's an intimate, personal relationship between you and the God. I mean, he's the one that created you in the womb of your mother. And at any moment, I can go back to him. I ain't got to ask your permission to be close to God. That's the first thing that people are making a mistake on. He's saying that this exhaustive moral analysis, it should not be used as a precondition to receive a blessing for a same-sex marriage. Now, wait a minute, Pope. Now, if you in the church and you disagree with that and you say, look, Pope, I'm not doing that, man. I don't believe that. That's not what we've been teaching since the church started. Why are we doing this now? Did anybody challenge the Pope? Well, he said, well, listen, I got a rule that you cannot confuse the ritual with the sacrament of marriage because, you know, we're reaffirming that marriage is a lifelong sacrament now. That's a sacrament now. Don't mix it up. But you can say, you know, we're doing a blessing, but this ain't no wedding that we're doing. I'm just kind of paraphrasing that. So they're offering blessings instead of, you know, a blessing for a wedding. This is just blessings we're giving out. We're just giving out blessings. This ain't no wedding. We're just giving out blessings. That's the term that we're using, right? In 2021, which makes this very interesting, just a couple of years ago, the Vatican said that God cannot bless sin. And they said that homosexuality, extramarital affairs, fornication, all were sins that God will not bless. So now they flipped it on you now. So somebody sat across the desk from the Pope and said, look here. This is what we're getting ready. This is what you're getting ready to tell the people, because I need the same sex thing to go. I already got Obama to do it. I got Obama on board. Now, what's wrong with you? Because remember, Obama was the one who introduced the same sex marriage. He sanctioned it in the United States. Now, you the Pope, coming to you next. This I don't know who this dude is, right? But I'm not going to say who it is, but y'all can guess. Now, this is what we're going to do, Pope. I ain't gonna make him sound like a black dude.
This is what we're gonna do, Pope. You need to follow my directions, or else there's gonna be hell to pay.
But did you know this? This happened over the weekend. I tell you, it's been an interesting 48 hours in the world regarding same-sex marriage. And no, I'm not an enemy of gay brothers and sisters. I love my gay brothers and sisters. Even though I don't agree with the lifestyle, I got love for you because the God got love for you. See, that's the problem with this whole same-sex marriage thing. I could disagree with you and still go out and eat dinner with you, watch a movie with you. I'm just saying that I don't agree. And I have the right to say that in love. Well, the Church of England, the priests are officially now sanctioning blessings of same-sex partnerships for the first time. Now, back in February of this year, I did not even know this. That's why we got to read more. February 2023, they voted to allow clergy to bless unions of same-sex couples who have had civil weddings or partnerships. And you're supposed to use the term, we're offering you words of prayers, love, and faith. But nothing was ever done. No ceremony was ever done until this past weekend, December the 17th, 2023. They used that phrase for the first time this past weekend, the same weekend that the Pope is announcing that they're allowing blessings for same-sex marriages. So the Anglican Church now, the Archbishop of Canterbury, they used it for the first time to marry the Reverend Catherine Bond and the Reverend Jane Pierce of St. John Baptist Church in Felixton, England. This is in Eastern England, where they both are associate pastors at that church. Not regular people. We're going to use the reverends. We're going to use the pastors to break this thing out. And so there's a photo of it. You can look it up on AP, where I got this most of this material from. So how do you think this is going to play out now with public opinion, now that the Pope has allowed sanctioning blessings for same-sex marriages and the Archbishop of Canterbury? His name is Justin Welby. He presides over 85 million churchgoers in the Anglican Church. That's a lot of people. But the Anglican bishops in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Pacific have bowed out. They bowed out. We bowed out. They say they no longer recognize him as their leader. So what do y'all think about this? I'm just presenting the facts. These are the facts. You know, I gave some of my public, you know, opinions, because people that know Brother BJ know that I don't endorse same-sex marriages. But they also know I got love for my gay brothers and sisters, transgender brothers and sisters. Look, I've even taken transgender brothers with me to the house of the Lord. And when I brought them in, people was looking at me like, what you doing? You know, I'm saying, hey, I'm going out here and get my people, whether you gay, straight, trans, sexual, everybody need to hear the word of God, don't you think? So I don't judge somebody who was created by God just like me, just because they into something else. They may be confused about something, that I shouldn't invite them to hear the word of God. That's between them and God when they sit in the seat of submission. Who am I to judge, right? So I can sit across the table from my gay brothers and sisters and have a nice conversation, and I would never do that to another human being to make them feel they're less than what God made them to be. Who the hell are you? That's what makes me angry about when people discuss this. Because you look at our gay brothers and sisters and transgender brothers and sisters as disgusting. Hell, your ass disgusting. Some of the stuff that we have done in private, where you know, nobody else saw us, but God saw it. Could God know it all? God know how filthy all of us are. So who are you? So we need to stop that, right? But I do have the right as a human being to say that I disagree with something. But why you gotta be mad at me? Because I don't agree. We just disagree on this issue. So at the time when we got to meet back with our Lord, and he will inform all of us of what we have done and what we have not done. That's between you and God when you meet him. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure that you're on the right side of the fence. And so being truthful in your speech, that's my thing for 2024. Be truthful when you're speaking, so the people can have a chance to hear the truth, whether they agree or not. But we don't have to be hateful. God don't like us being hateful to his creation. So the next question is, what about, you know, okay, you got the Pope, you got the Anglican Church. What about the Muslims? Do you think that Islam, it would ever sanction gay marriage? Hell no. You go over to Saudi Arabia, talk about you gonna have a gay marriage, they cut your damn head off. That's not gonna happen in Islam. But would you be surprised if they did allow it? If they did allow same-sex marriage in Mecca? Oh my God. I mean, we already need, the writing's on the wall for the world. The writing is on the wall. We at the end of this cycle And if God did destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for what it did, what do you think that he got planned for us with all the stuff that we got going on right now? Do you think that we're going to get away? Oh, my God. But yeah, this is deep, y'all. This is deep. I'd like to know your opinion. You can call me 888-370-9390, 888-370-9390. I would love to know your take on what we discussed today about the Pope and the Anglican Church now blessing same-sex marriages. Never been done before until now.